Thank you, Sarah. And we finish with some of the shorter stories in the paper this week.
Norfolk families can expect a prehistoric Christmas when a dinosaur-themed winter wonderland arrives at an adventure park. Roar Dinosaur Adventure in Lenwade has organised a month of festivities for families visiting their park in December. Ben Francis, events manager at Roar, said, "We're excited to welcome even more intrepid explorers to release their inner dinosaur this Christmas. Visitors can also expect special festive activities throughout December as we count down to Christmas. Families will be able to visit Santa in his grotto, as well as take part in Christmas crafts and dinosaur trails. Families will also be able to ride through the park on a horse and cart on December the 8th and 9th and 15th and 16th.
He has been wooing dance lovers with his dazzling moves and cheeky grin for 14 years. And Strictly Come Dancing professional Anton Dubek had fans in a spin when he visited Gerald's department store in Norwich to launch his debut novel, One Enchanted Evening. Anton, who had been on the hit BBC One show since it started in 24, spoke to a sold-out audience about the book and his glittering career. The 180 guests were also treated to tea and scones and had the chance to get a selfie with Mr. Dubek and their book signed too.
Norwich's ice rink will be running its first quiet session for people with disabilities such as autism. The session will provide a controlled environment with no music and fewer skaters to give people with disabilities the chance to experience ice skating. Victoria Blake, head of events, said, "After listening to feedback from the public, we're pleased to be able to offer a quiet session for the first time. We understand that not everyone appreciates the music, so this is another way for everyone to be able to enjoy ice skating in a controlled environment." Sponsored by Bakers and Lanners of Holt, the rink will open in Castle Mall Gardens between December the 14th and January the 6th. Skaters who require special assistance for the quiet session must be accompanied by a competent skater who may skate for free. The quiet session will take place on December the 21st between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
A listed former bank building in Norwich City Centre is to be converted into a restaurant and offices. Council offices have paved the way for the former Lloyds TSB Bank on Surrey Street to use as a restaurant with office space above. It came following an application from a Glasgow-based agent called Left City, which was submitted on behalf of the Valori Real Estate Limited. The application sought to change the permitted use of the ground floor and basement to a restaurant, and the first and second floor used for office space. However, while the application has been successful, it remains to be seen whether a specific restaurant is eyeing the site or if occupants are still to be found. Valori Real Estate Limited has been approached for comment, but no representative was made available. The bank closed in March of this year, and the building has been vacant ever since.
And that's where we leave it for this week. Your readers on Part 1 were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Sarah Houghton. You are receiving this recording as you've provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or calling 01603 765 365.
Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp needed. All items were taken from the Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765-365. And we have our website, cbtn.org.uk.
So we hope you've enjoyed this edition, and remember the winter issue of the Norwich Citizen follows on. Our thanks to all the team behind the scenes here at Chatterbox. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Peter Wilson. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.